Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship. And now it's time for IP News. The race for artificial intelligence just turned into a criminal conviction. A former engineer at Google has now been convicted in federal court. Prosecutors said that he stole confidential AI trade secrets.
What was he convicted of, Richard?
Well, he was convicted of stealing trade secrets and espionage, and he stole stuff from Google like advanced AI model, proprietary chip and data center infrastructure, and none of this stuff was publicly available. They were all trade secrets of Google.
Well, what's amazing is that this was not a civil lawsuit. It was criminal prosecution. So that tells you how seriously the government's treating AI technology.
Right. And federal trade secret theft carries some pretty heavy penalties. Aside from damages and fines, you can also go to jail. So this is something that is happening to this former Google employee.
So it's really shifting the narrative from, oh, this is just normal corporate competition where we're stealing each other's secrets, to protecting strategic technology as a national security issue, right?
Right. And given the importance of artificial intelligence and the AI race between China and the U.S., this stuff is important. And you know, when we have people who are transferring this information illegally, it hurts our competitive position.
Right. And AI is now viewed as a strategic asset. It's used in defense systems, advanced computing, cybersecurity, infrastructure. So governments see AI dominance as economic and military leverage.
Absolutely. It's not just about chatbots. It's about how our financial systems and healthcare systems work, and logistics and national defense. And so whoever controls this AI has a big competitive advantage, and they also control a lot.
Right. And so innovation is accelerating, but so is enforcement. And we've spoken on this show many times about copyright enforcement with AI. And we've continually said the courts have to get involved. And now it seems like they are, because there has to be some legality wrapped around this.
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of people assume that patents protect all of this technology, but they're really trade secrets. This is intellectual property and know-how that's held by the tech companies. And the only way they can protect it is to keep it secret.
Well, and I remember learning as a kid how Eli Whitney memorized the mechanics of the cotton gin and brought them over to the United States and built one in the United States. That took months. This takes literally nanoseconds to steal and copy.
Absolutely. And so in the 20th century, it was all about oil, and nowadays it's all about algorithms.
So what does this mean for everyday people? Well,
good question.
You know, AI is in your life whether you want it to be or not. So it's in banking, healthcare, transportation, national defense, and the security of those systems really matter to all of us.
Absolutely. And it comes down to trusting the tech companies that are responsible for managing all of that. And that's really a stretch for me. It really comes down to 7 or 8 people in the world who have control over these systems. And we like to think that they're working in the best interests of us all, but that may not be the case.
Well, the innovation is exciting and everybody's wondering where it's going, but the accountability and security are becoming just as important, if not more so, I think.
Yeah. And in the age of AI, the most valuable asset is stuff that you really can't see. It's the information, and how it's protected will definitely shape how we move forward in the future.